It is a phenomenon that extends well beyond chief executives. Superstars from J.K. Rowling, an author, to Cristiano Ronaldo, a footballer, also earn spectacularly more than their counterparts would have done in ages past, notes Alex Edmonds of the London Business School. In such a competitive global market, high pay may be justified to recruit and keep the best people. Yet its merits are undermined when bosses reap the windfalls from extraordinarily good times, such as a stock market boom, but are spared the consequences of misfortune such as a pandemic. As Mr. Edmonds puts it, if you're letting CEOs benefit from the upside, they have to feel the pain on the downside. Boards tend to ignore that. Perhaps they too gain from perpetuating a system that keeps their own salaries high. For whatever reason, they threw around the painkillers last year like Smarties. Pliant boards are not the only problem. Pusillanimous investors are part of it too. Until the pandemic, the average vote supporting management on say-on-pay proposals was 90% or more, says Semler Brossi, a pay consultancy. That's a whopping approval rate. By contrast, CalPERS, America's most outspoken public pension fund in 2019 and 2020, voted against more than half of them, usually because the rises were not justified by mediocre market performance. Things appear to be changing. Mylog IQ says that the share of companies in the S&P 500 that have failed say-on-pay votes so far this year is running at 6.1%, almost three times the level for the whole of 2019. Institutions claim that the issue has become more pressing because the heads-I-win, tails-you-lose approach to pay screams inequality.